Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to another exciting episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. I know you're out there today and you are thriving both in life and business. And we're glad that you took a little bit of time out to be able to listen in and learn how you today can take it to the bank. Doesn't that sound exciting? I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsor, the VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System. This is literally the most affordable and easy to install 4-Line phone system on the market. You have the ability to expand to 4 phones, 4 incoming lines, 10 actual plugged-in sets at your at your house or your business for whatever size your company is. You can have separate auto attendants, separate voicemail boxes. I love this phone for our business. It is just amazing, and I know you will too. This is the phone that you need right now to grow your business. That's the VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System. So are you ready? Are you ready to take it to the bank? Well, let's talk a little bit. What does that mean? Let me ask you this. Do you ever feel frustrated with the selling process or even the thinking about selling? I know there are a lot of you that have commented to me and said, you know, Steve, why do you got to talk about sales? I don't want to sell to people. And, you know, we've had different discussions about that kind of thing. And even the fact that sometimes the frustration you feel with it leads you to not really sell in your business and just kind of wait for people to walk up to you, knock you over, and make you give them their product. You know, we want to talk to you about a way that you can serve your customers at the highest level, as well as actually make more money than you've ever made before with your business in a way that has total integrity, and you can actually begin to start feeling good about yourself in the selling process. Now, doesn't that sound like a very high promise and B, something kind of exciting to learn about? Well, I'm excited to be joined by just an amazing woman. Her name is Sherry Tree. Sherry has created a system called the Bank Personality Sales Training System. First person she used it on was herself to check it out and make sure it was going to work. She was able to take her income, get this, from $8,000 to $261,000 in 28 days. 28 days, that's less than a month. Now, does that sound like something that you'd like to hear more about? Well, then I tell you what, let's welcome Sherry Tree. Hi, Sherry, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing so good. I got so excited when I heard you on the webinar that you did with Allison that I had to get you on the show just as quickly as we can, and I appreciate you taking time out of your extremely busy life to talk with us today. But tell us a little bit about your background and how you created the bank system.
Yeah, you know what? I graduated from college and went into corporate America, which is the standard career path, and few years into it, I read a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and they always say the rest is history. You know, I caught that bug and had the entrepreneur dream and wanted to get out there and do something special, so I decided to get involved in sales, just like Robert Kiyosaki recommended, and I became a financial advisor, and I was not an overnight success. My first year, I only made $700. It was a commission-only model, of course, and I wasn't very good at it. So that's where my journey began.
So you were working in corporate America, not succeeding in corporate America, and what changed? Where did you turn the lights on, as you might say?
Yeah, well, I was succeeding in corporate America. I just didn't want to climb the wrong ladder, so to speak. So when I decided to venture out and be an entrepreneur and build my own type of business, As I said, I got involved as a financial advisor, and I'd sit down and talk to people about their money and whatnot. And, the irony is, of course, I was asking people or telling people what to do with their money, and they'd ask me where I put my money, and I'd say, well, what money? So I was young. I was only 25 years old, and, of course, I didn't have any assets or portfolio to my name, and I was trying to tell people what to do with theirs, and it was a steep climb uphill, so to speak. But, you know, I decided that I didn't want to go back to corporate world, so I just kept on doing it, and I started to plug into different training programs and attending seminars and reading books and listening to audio programs, and I even hired coaches and mentors to teach me, you know, because I really wanted to make at least $100,000 a year. To me, that was the definition of success, at least in my mid-20s. And what was interesting is over a five-year period, as I invested heavily into my education and training, I was able to take my income from $700 to $72,000 in that five-year period. But to be honest, it still didn't feel successful. And I don't know if there's anyone else out there that can relate to me, but what's interesting is, at that point, they considered me successful. They gave me a nice title. I was running my own brokerage firm, so to speak. And I was $30,000 in credit card debt, renting an apartment, couldn't qualify for my first home, and was driving a BMW with a salvage title because it was the only one I could afford. And, you know, I read this quote from Robert Kiyosaki. I heard him speak once, and he said, "Stop taking advice from people more messed up than you." And I thought,
oh, wow.
That was an awesome quote. You know, as a financial advisor, I should pretty much shut up and stop telling anybody what to do with their money until I had plenty of my own. And that's kind of what inspired me to go do something different and to really figure out what was broken. Because I couldn't figure out, Steve, what was broken. You know, was it me that was broken? Like, maybe I should never be an entrepreneur. Or was it the system that was broken? And the irony in all of this is, you know, what I discovered, it was the system. And for those of you that are listening to this radio show, maybe you can relate to this, but I found out that I was being brainwashed and spoon-fed one of the greatest lies ever told out there in the sales and business world, and that was that sales is a numbers game. And somehow everybody's convinced us to believe that, and how they get us to believe it is that they tell us, you know, in order to get more yeses, you have to get more what?
No's.
More no's, you know, and it's like the universal answer that everybody says the same thing. And I ask this question all over the world now, and the answer is always the same thing. Yet when we really dissect it, that alone is the definition of insanity, right? I don't know one person who wakes up excited every day to go get defeated and to go get more no's. But they say it's that's what gets you that much closer to a yes. Well, I'm going to ask the question again, but this time I'm going to answer it the right way. In order to get more yeses, you have to get more yeses. And maybe this is the first time you're hearing this, but all of a sudden it just makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. In order to get more yeses, you have to get more yeses. The question is, how do you get more yeses? And this is kind of the beginning journey for me on the discovery of bank. And what I discovered for me was the greatest missing link in the history of sales is because there is an actual science to getting more yeses. It's not random. It's not odds. It's not a numbers game. And there's actually a scientific way to get more yeses than no's. And once I figured out the science behind it and proved it, my income skyrocketed. Matter of fact, the next year I took my income from $72,000 to over $500,000, and then over $1 million within a three-year period, nearly a 1,400% increase in income as a result of applying this methodology. So that's what I'm pretty excited about.
That is extremely exciting. I can't imagine anybody listening isn't now going, okay, all right, what's the secret? I want to go from $72,000 to $500,000. I think it's so interesting that you said that, because I've heard it my whole life in sales. I've told on the show before, I literally started selling when I was 5 years old, door-to-door, selling cards and napkins. And you know, back then I never got no's. I didn't even know no existed because you know what it's like. The little Girl Scout comes to your door and asks if you want to buy cookies, you know, and she always does it right before dinner. you know, and, you know, they don't get no's. if somebody told a little Girl Scout, now you need to go out and knock on a lot of doors and get a lot of no's, you know, the little girls would be like, I'm not going to go have people tell me no. so I'm excited to hear more about the transition from searching for no's and searching for yeses. I think what we're going to do is take our first commercial break a little early here so that we can jump in deep to what the bank system is. We'll take a quick break here, and then we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. My theme for the year is Say Yes to Success. And guess what? Our annual International Conference and Business Expo that's coming up August 6th through the 9th, we're going to have not only a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders like CNN's Soledad O'Brien or Matthew Knowles, the famous father of the famous Beyonce, and Jean Smart from Designing Women, but this year you are going to be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, and interacting and sharing with other conference attendees. Oh yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night, dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details and how you can be part of this life-changing experience as you embrace your yes to success.
Beautiful job, eWomen!
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Sherry Tree, and we are talking about the bank personality selling system. Sherry talked to us about taking her financial investment company from $72,000 a year to $500,000 a year. And then we left you in suspense through the commercial wanting to know more. So we're ready, Sherry. Tell us, what is the secret to go from no to no to no to yes to yes to yes?
Yeah, well, you know what? It really is. It was a secret, or at least a mystery to me, on how to do that. And what was interesting is, as I began to ask the why questions, you know, how and why is it possible to get more yeses than nos? Simultaneously, I was starting to learn about personality types. And I was taking these different programs and taking personality assessments. And every assessment that I took was fascinating, you know, because it taught me more about me. But my fascination quickly turned into frustration when I realized that not one single one of these programs ever helped me make more money. Not one of them ever helped me in the sales process. Not one of them ever impacted my bottom line. Yet I heard a quote from Tony Robbins, and he said, "Let your prospect determine your presentation." And I thought, wait a minute. You know, the history of personality types actually dates back 2,500 years. I don't know if you know this. I had to do a little bit of research. But 2,500 years ago in 4th century B.C., a gentleman by the name of Hippocrates, the father of medicine, made the theory famous when he coined it the theory of the four temperaments. And what he basically figured out is that the entire human race could be divided into these four different types of people. And it was so fascinating that he actually was able to diagnose his medical patients differently based on one of the four types. And he proved it scientifically. And you fast forward 2,500 years in time, and here we have our modern day world and several different personality type assessment tools and programs that were created, like DISC or Myers-Briggs Type Indicator or the Color Code or Insight, or, you know, there's ones with animals or astrology signs, literally like every type of program you can imagine. There's dozens of them out there because the human race is fascinated with the study of themselves, right? So they take a personality assessment to learn more about themselves. The challenge is, in the sales process, because that never impacted my bottom line, all I did was question and say, you know what? I've never gone to one sales appointment where my customer says, "Hey, Sherry, hold on. Before we get started, I just want to know your personality type." Like, no one ever cares about that. But I remember thinking to myself, well, maybe I should care what the personality type is of my customer. And I wonder if, in fact, it's proven that people are different. I wonder if they make their buying decisions differently. And all of a sudden, the light bulb went on, and I thought, well, maybe that's what it means. Let your prospect determine your presentation. If there's four different types of people, maybe I need four different sales presentations to sell the exact same thing, almost as if it's a foreign language with your prospect. And so what I ended up doing was I started to search the marketplace for the program that could teach me, almost in a reverse-engineered way, personality type for my customer, and could I correlate it to personality type and how they buy. And of course, the marketplace didn't have it, so I decided I was going to try an experiment, and I was going to invent my own. And the one that I invented, I ended up calling it BANK. And BANK is the acronym for the four personality types from my interpretation. You know, and here's what's important is, a lot of times people, when they come and learn and attend our presentation, they have this assumption that BANK is just like DISC, or BANK is just like Myers-Briggs, or BANK is just like every other personality profiling system in the planet. And my response is, yes, you're right. BANK is exactly like that program, only completely different. So okay, what makes it completely different, right, was the game changer. And again, mine wasn't so much focused on psychology. It's not like I took the DISC program and took DISC and just recalled it BANK and regurgitated the same information. BANK was specifically built and designed to track the buying behavior of a customer and link it back to a core set of values that drove that buying behavior. And I was able to identify these four different groups and the four different buying behaviors that are associated with them, and I spelled out BANK. So the B in the BANK acronym stands for blueprint, and this is going to be someone who is your total inside-the-box type of person. And the A stands for action, and this is going to be the total outside-the-box type person, like the mover and shaker and millionaire maker. The N stands for nurturing, and this is going to be the one that would recycle the box, right? They care all about relationships and people, not necessarily money or things. And the K stands for knowledge. This is the one who engineered the box. They have a brilliant, beautiful mind. And so what I tried to figure out is once I could identify them, the question is, could I figure out their buying formula? And I kind of came up with a tagline, you know, crack the personality code and take it to the bank. And when I talk about cracking the code, I use the example of a cryptex, which was made famous in the movie The Da Vinci Code. And the word cryptex is actually a combination of two words, cryptology, which is the science of locking up secret information, and codex, which is the written script or scroll that's locked inside the device. And the entire plot of the movie The Da Vinci Code was to figure out how to crack the code on this cryptex device and basically get access to the secret contents on the inside, which was rolled up on a tiny little piece of papyrus in the form of a scroll that revealed the secret to the Holy Grail. The whole challenge is, if you failed to crack the code, this little device was booby-trapped, because the scroll on the inside was wrapped around a fragile little tiny vial of vinegar that was designed to shatter open and dissolve the papyrus scroll on the inside, basically leaving them with nothing. And what I teach salespeople and business owners and entrepreneurs all over the world is, I want you to imagine from this point forward that every single client that you interact with, every prospect you meet, every lead you generate, every human being you communicate with has an invisible cryptex. And I want you to imagine if what was locked inside that cryptex was a little tiny rolled up piece of paper that revealed exactly what to say to them to get a yes instead of a no. I mean, that would literally be the Holy Grail of sales. And the challenge is that these devices are booby-trapped, and if you say the wrong thing and you fail to crack the code, instead what you crack open is that vial of vinegar, and you'll literally dissolve the possibility of a sale, and you'll watch it evaporate right in front of your eyes. And every salesperson, every business owner, every entrepreneur has experienced that, and that's what creates the no instead of the yes. So my question is there a scientific way for me to increase the probability of me getting the yes instead of a no? Is there a scientific way for me to crack the proverbial code and then therefore get a yes and take it to the bank? And that's basically what I figured out how to do, Steve.
That is so amazing. I loved the movie, but I love the practical application of every person having a secret scroll inside of them that's just waiting to be unlocked. So you discovered that that there is a way to unlock a person. What can you tell us about how we turn the dials the right way and not break their vinegar vial?
Yeah, so this is where it all boils down to science, right? And this is where the information kind of dates back 2,500 years. So what I began to figure out is this. Imagine that there's four personality types, and imagine whichever one is your dominant personality type, Steve, you're clearly not the other three. And chances are when you communicate with someone, you're going to communicate from your perspective, from your point of view, from your vantage point, the way you see things, based on what's most important to you. And if you're communicating to the matching corresponding personality type that sees your point of view the same way, chances are you're going to deliver that presentation in the way that they want to receive it, and it will more likely lead to a yes than a no. So that's where you get your yes. Consequently, what I figured out is because I was not the other three personality types in my dominant position, then I was likely delivering the wrong presentation to those three out of four people, leaving up to 75% of the deals on the table unclosed, resulting in a no instead of a yes. And I didn't realize how financially catastrophic that was. You know, three out of four sales, I'm leaving the money on the table because I simply delivered the wrong presentation. These people likely would have bought my products and services if I had just simply figured out how to crack the code and communicate to them differently based on what was most important to them. And I decided I'm going to do the math, and I want to find out just how expensive that 75% failure to deliver the right presentation is costing me. And there's a great little way to kind of do it. There's a formula. So, for example, if you take your last year's income, whatever that is, let's say it's $100,000, and then you multiply it by three because you're delivering the wrong presentation likely three out of four times, then that's 100,000 times three is $300,000. And that was the amount of money I was leaving on the table. Now, anyone would likely want to bring that money home to them, their family, you know, because we deserve to win. If you're going to go out there and you're going to have the courage to be an entrepreneur and to serve the world with your products and services, you deserve to win, and so does your customer. To be honest, the customer also loses if they don't buy your products and services if you're offering them something of value. And to add insult to injury, I started realizing that I was, for every no that I was getting, I was spoon-feeding my competition at a rate of 3-1. So I wanted to figure out, you know, is there a scientific way for me to deliver the right presentation 100% of the time? You know, bank doesn't guarantee that I'll help you close 100% of your sales, but what it's designed to do is to help you deliver the right presentation 100% of the time. And so when I was building this system 16 to 17 years ago is when I first started with my experiment, the question was, how can I identify the code of my prospect? You know, how do I know which one they are? And the second piece of the equation was, once I've identified which code they are, how do I connect the dots to the buying behavior? And it was a process of trial and error. I certainly broken a lot of vials of vinegar and gotten a lot of no's in my sales career, obviously. But I also was able to figure out and connect the dots that every single no was linked back to this specific tripwire based in science of what triggered the no versus the yes in the buying process. And I was able to document it. I also was able to identify what triggered the yes in the buying process, and I was able to document it. And I was able to figure out a science that was literally duplicatable and transferable to any other salesperson or business professional in the world, and started teaching basically how this concept works. So the idea is there is a way, and I was able to figure out how to crack someone's code in less than 90 seconds. And by the way, it's not as easy as you think, because the human race, although there's four different categories, you're actually a combination of all four. That's why we call it your bank code. Think of like your PIN code with your debit card. If you were to take your debit card out of your wallet and go place it into the ATM machine, it's going to request a PIN code. And you're going to need to punch in a sequence of four digits. And that sequence is called your PIN code. And you have to punch it in the exact order in order for money to come out, right? So your customer is the exact same way. Instead of a PIN code, they have a bank code. And if you can punch in the sequence of their BANK code in whatever order they are, then money likely comes out in the form of a transaction, a yes, right? And that's the sale. So if your customer could be any one of those different combinations scrambled in any order, what I realized is that there's 24 different bank code combinations. And so you have a 1 in 24 chance of delivering the right presentation correctly according to their matching code. Well, that's a probability of 4%. So the average salesperson out there who's blind to this information, who simply is a victim of they just don't know what they don't know, the odds are so heavily stacked against them to get more no's than yeses, right? You have a 4% chance for a yes, and you have a 96% chance for a no. And all of a sudden, it now makes mathematical sense and scientific sense why sales trainers have all convinced us that we have to get more no's than yeses, and why they call sales a numbers game. Does that make sense, Steve?
It really does. I love how you broke down the math on that and, you know, made it so make sense. That is just so amazing that, you know, that it's only 4%. I think of all the different statistics I've quoted over the years when people have said, well, how many sales do you expect to close in this? That work out into that level. That's just amazing. I'm a little bit befuddled at this point with all of the years of sales training that I've had and done, and all the wrongness Thank you for pointing out all the things I didn't know. I appreciate that. We're going to take a real quick break here, and then we will jump right back into this and learn more about how we can unlock a person's specific four-digit code and be able to take it to the bank. I'm excited. I hope you are. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. My theme for the year is Say Yes to Success. And guess what? Our annual International Conference and Business Expo that's coming up August 6th through the 9th, we're going to have not only a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders like CNN's Soledad O'Brien or Matthew Knowles, the famous father of the famous Beyonce, and Jean Smart from Designing Women, but this year, you are going to be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, and interacting and sharing with other conference attendees. Oh yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night, dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details and how you can be part of this life-changing experience as you embrace your yes to success.
Beautiful job, eWomen!
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Sherry Tree. We have been having the most amazing, enlightening conversation. Now, some of you know I've been doing sales for, really all my life. And I pitch you with ease things like the VTech 4-line phone system and talk to you about how great that is for your business and how much you can expand your business. I love talking to people, but even in all of those years, I'm overwhelmed with how wrong I have been teaching people for years and years and years. So Sherry, You said there's 24 possible combinations on a person's four-digit code, and that you can do that in 90 seconds. I'd love to hear, how can you crack a person that quickly? I mean, people go into therapy to find out what their Myers-Briggs testing score is and stuff, and take years to get to that place. How do you do it in 90 seconds?
Well, this is what's fascinating about the whole process, because it's in science. And, you know, and this was part of my whole journey. A salesperson does not have all day to try to figure this out. And, you know, the human personality type is complex, right? And it may not even – some people might be easy to peg, and other people might be more complicated. And some of our advanced training that we do with our clients teaches them, how do you actually crack someone's code in 3 minutes or less? We teach you how to – what to pay attention to. We teach you what questions to ask. We teach you what to listen to in the interaction communication process. And we teach you how to crack someone's code, whether you're face-to-face or over the phone or even reviewing someone's LinkedIn or Facebook profile page. I mean, because this is so critical, you just don't want to start off heading in the wrong direction or putting your foot in your mouth in the sales process. Because your customer will likely give you one shot to close them. You know what I mean? Maybe if they're your grandma or high nurturing, they'll give you two chances. Right? But I remember thinking, okay, if there's 24 different combinations, you know, what's the likelihood that my customer is going to let me set 24 appointments with them? And over the course of the next 6 months, every Monday afternoon, I'm going to meet with them. Eventually, I'll deliver the right presentation where they say, on it and sign me up. Give me your stuff. Right? So the average customer is going to give you one shot. You know, it's like a kill shot. You got to hit the bullseye. And I thought, all right, well, how am I going to make sure that I nail the highest probability of hitting that bullseye every single time and cracking the code? And I thought long and hard about it, and I thought, well, the only way to really guarantee that I hit the bullseye every single time is to eliminate the margin of error. Well, how do I do that? Well, instead of me guessing their code, I need to get them to tell me their code. And so I thought, well, how am I going to get them to tell me their code? And how do I make it not feel uncomfortable or weird or awkward? So what I ended up doing was I ended up creating a little set of four cards, almost like a card trick or a magic trick. And I wrote down the different values of each personality type based on the way I was able to identify the buying behavior. And I would sit down in my appointment, let's say that you and me are sitting down, and I'd say, hey, Steve, you know, once we've built some rapport, it's not like I'm a freak show, once we'd built some rapport, I'd say, hey, Steve, before we get started, do me a favor and take a look at these four cards. And I'd hand them to you, and you would naturally grab them from my hands. And I'd say, I want you to sort them in order, and I want you to put the one that's most like you and most important to you on top down to least like you, least important to you on the bottom. This is going to help me serve you better and save us both some time. And as soon as I said that, I'd literally shut my mouth, zip it, lock it, and put it in my pocket. And I would let my client do the exercise, and they would literally review each of the four cards and sort them in order and hand them back to me. As soon as they handed them back to me, it's literally like they just gave me the combination to the Holy Grail. Mm. Now I had their exact profile or their bank code, and with my training, I was able to teach myself, based on someone's code, I could snap my fingers and immediately begin to customize the presentation according to their style. And it was like I was speaking the right language. And I want to use a foreign language as an example, you know, and that's probably one of the blessings and the reasons that this program exists today is because of my international living experiences. My dad was in the military, and so we got stationed all over the world. I've literally lived in Asia, in Africa, in Europe, all across North America. It's been an amazing life. And when I was 5 years old, that was my first international journey. My parents were relocating us to southern France. My dad was going to teach at the French Air Force Academy. My dad was a fighter pilot. And my parents decided to throw us all in French schools as opposed to English-speaking schools. So I went to my first day of school ever, like literally kindergarten. I went off with my little backpack to school in a foreign country in a foreign language, and I didn't speak a word of that language. And I come home from school my very first day, and my mom says, "Sherry, what did you learn today?" And she said, I said, "Blah, blah, 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 bonjour. Blah, 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 bonjour." And she tells the story exactly the same way to this day, because the only word that I could pick up and create meaning around was the word bonjour, and everything else sounded like blah, blah, blah. And what's fascinating about this, Steve, and this is where I'm blown away, every single time I train on this concept, you know, the audience's jaw hits the floor. Because when you're delivering your sales presentation and you're not speaking according to your customer's bank code, all they literally hear is blah, 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 bonjour, or blah, 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 insurance, or blah, 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 buy my car, or blah, 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 right, you know, whatever you're selling. So all of a sudden it occurred to me that's like, imagine if you are this multilingual person and you could speak four languages fluently regardless of what your native language was. What if there was a way that you could actually learn all four languages? And the moment you crack someone's bank code, you can literally queue up the presentation in that language or in that code, and you'll deliver a presentation that feels like it's the easiest thing you've ever done, and getting a yes was easier than it's ever been before because there's an actual science to it. Does that make sense?
That makes so much sense. And it's almost like, you know, the person speaks four languages, and you need to know in what order to say bonjour, guten tag, you know, hello.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. So, you know, so you've learned how to be able to do that. You hand them the cards. They say, "Okay, here's my ATM code. Go take money out of my bank. Thanks, I appreciate that." You know. You know, how do you segue from, you know, each one of the letters of their particular code as you're going through the presentation? Is that kind of how it works, or?
Yeah. Well, basically, we'll teach, you know, and that's kind of what our training does, is we'll teach you, based on the code combinations, here's understanding the essence of each of the four types, and then it's just simply creating a blend and putting higher priorities on the front end of the code and lesser priorities on the back end of the code. So literally, imagine if you're selling something, whatever it is. It could be a membership to the eWomen Network. It could be a car. It could be sponsorship on your radio show, whatever it is, you could probably do a deeper dive into any one of these different vertical personality type conversations. But the average person doesn't need all the information to make a decision. They need just the portion that's relevant to them. You know, for example, the action personality type is going to say, "Hey, you know, let's cut to the chase, get to the bottom line. What's it cost in it for me?" Well, so there's a very specific formula, and there's a significant amount of information you can just shave off the entire presentation and still get to the buying decision. And the mistake that a salesperson would make is if they actually deliver too much information, they talk themselves out of the sale. They'll literally stall out the customer in the sales process who would have bought 15 minutes ago, but unfortunately you kept talking and now you've lost the sale. And I know that we can all relate to that. So what bank does using science is figure out how do you match the delivery to the buying behavior, and we train the clients using bank on how to do that.
I love that so much. I'm thinking as you're talking about this, about my good friend Jessica Butts, who's actually going to be on in a couple of weeks. And her new book that she just brought out that's called Living Your Life from the Front Seat. And it's basically based on the Myers-Briggs version of the personalities and about the fact that you want your dominant personality to be the thing that's driving the car rather than what she calls the baby in the back seat, which is, you know, that extremely out of control part of your personality. It would be so fun to do a whole clinic with you and her and, you know, really talk through that whole concept of really helping a person be in their driver's seat and recognize when, you know, they're completely out of control that day. You know, their day's been total chaos and, you know, the last thing they're doing is really you know, really thinking clearly to make a dominant personality decision. That's really amazing. Like you said, I could see a whole day seminar with the two of you that would be just amazing. Since we don't have that kind of time today, let's do talk about what could a person do if they wanted to be trained by you and go deeper with this and really understand how to put that bank code together.
Yeah, well, what's cool is we have clients all over the world in more than 30 different countries, and kind of the word got out and it went viral. As people watch me make hundreds of thousands and then millions of dollars, of course, the next question out of their mouth is, can you teach me how to do that too? And so I started teaching this, and I started teaching at conferences and conventions all over the world. Matter of fact, Harvard University brought me in to teach. I've just been invited to go and teach at USC. I mean, really cool stuff is happening because it actually works, because it's based in science. You know, it's not just something that I made up. And so the first thing that I would do is I would invite everyone, each listener, to crack their own code and figure it out. And you can go to a website and you can totally do it for free, you know, and that's the thing. Like when you take these other advanced assessments, it can take you 45 minutes to 60 minutes to answer all the questions, and they can cost you up to $79 per assessment. Ours is totally free, and it takes less than 90 seconds. So you can go to a website, playbankcode.com/EWN, eWomen Network. Since that's the way that we got connected to, that's the link I'm going to use, playbankcode.com/EWN, and that's going to give you a free gameplay. And what you'll do is you'll literally see a set of four different cards, graphic images, as if I was literally across the desk from you handing you my four secret cards. And you'll sort them in order, and you'll click Submit. And as soon as you click submit and put in your information, we're going to send you a free bank code report that's going to tell you everything about you and what makes you tick. And it's fascinating. And what's cool is because it's based in science, we don't need all day to figure this out. Literally less than 90 seconds, and you're going to get a very accurate report. Matter of fact, most people, even my own friends, of course, because you can never be a prophet with your own friends, right? So even my own friends are like, Sherry Tree, there's no way you can teach me all about me in 90 seconds. And I said, try me. And that's usually their response, is they're blown away with how awesome the report is in 90 seconds. But that's not the magic, my friends. See, that's only part of it. Letting someone crack their code and get a report, that's awesome. But the truth is, when someone plays the game, what's even better than that is the subscriber of our service, why someone would pay to have this opportunity to crack someone's code online, we call it Bank Pass, is that when a prospect or a lead clicks on your link to crack their code, yes, we'll send them a free report and tell them all about them, but we'll also send you, the subscriber, a report. And what that report's going to tell you is, here's their name, their phone number, their email, here's their bank code, here's the top most important things you need to know about this code combination, and here's exactly how to communicate, negotiate, and close the sale with this personality type based on their code. I mean, it's literally like the holy grail of sales. So if you want to see how this works, go to playbankcode.com/EWN, and that gives you the link that gives you your complimentary paid-for report with that subscription.
I hope everybody runs, not walks, over to that link right now, playbankcode.com/EWN. You know, take your test. It was amazing to take the test when I did it a couple of weeks ago here. And it'll be fun. You know, I mean, know more about yourself so that you know how you're approaching the customers. And then also, I really strongly encourage you, subscribe to that. You want to know, you know, who you're talking to so that you can approach the people from the way that they communicate, the who they are. You know, and we could talk for hours about how impactful and important that is. Sherry, we've got just about 5 minutes left here with you before I know you need to get on to your next appointment. People love to have something that they can do specifically right now. What would be the number one thing a person could do right now while they're listening or just after they end listening to this that would really help them be able to start using bank in their life?
Well, the first thing to do is to crack your own code and figure out, you know, what are you? What makes you tick? That gives you kind of a baseline. But the second thing to do is to start figuring out how could you apply this concept of let your prospect determine your presentation and crack the personality code and take it to the bank in your own business. So, for example, I started realizing, you know, every time I go networking, rather than just gathering a business card, I'm going to show them my bank cards, and I'm going to let them sort the cards right there at the networking event, the Chamber of Commerce, the BNI meetings, et cetera, EWN chapter meetings, sort the cards and reveal the code. I'm going to write down that code on their business card because I want to make sure that I interact with them differently from that point forward based on their code. For example, a blueprint, I'm going to be much more formal, punctual, totally organized, on time, everything. For an action, I'm going to be cool. I'm going to be that mover and shaker with them. I'm going to meet them at their level, and I'm going to get straight to the point. With the nurturing, I'm going to be way more warm and friendly. I'm going to give them a hug. I'm going to ask them about their family. You know, they have a very specific formula. And the knowledge personality type, they don't even want to be touched in general. You can exchange business cards, and you need to be the subject matter expert. So each one of them has completely different behaviors when it comes to how to even move the relationship forward from the moment you generate the lead or meet or interact with that person. How do you then set the appointment? How do you have to show up in the appointment? How do you customize your presentation to deliver it according to their code? How do you follow up? Like, everything is based on these four types. And the key that I would ask every listener is to consider, you know, what is the opportunity cost? Is it more expensive to not know this system, or is it more expensive to invest in this system and get trained on the scientific way to get more yeses than nos? And that's just simply called opportunity cost. And I learned a really great formula from Brian Tracy, who's one of my mentors, and he called it the training investment formula. He said, if the ROI, or the return on the investment, is greater than the cost of the training program, the answer should be yes every single time. So there's certain training programs out there that will absolutely make you more money than what it costs to get trained on that specific technique. And this is why I love sharing bank, because typically our average client needs to just make one or two sales in their lifetime to pay back the cost of our program. And from that point forward, they're in the black and taking it to the bank. And that's a lifetime skill set that they can use, not just in business, but I've had people come up to me and say, hey, you've saved my marriage. You've completely altered the way that I parent my own children, because they start realizing, my gosh, my spouse has a bank code, my child has a bank code, my friends, my family, my neighbors, my boss, my coworkers, my employees, my vendors, everyone has a bank code. And I'm literally giving you the holy grail of how to alter your communication from this point forward to get a yes in any type of communication with that prospect or significant key relationship. So that's what I would encourage them to do.
I just have to say I agree with that so much. I mean, Cece and I were just talking about sales last week, in fact, and we helped people understand that the way you communicate is the way you communicate. Learning how to be an excellent communicator will impact every aspect of your life. You are selling when you're convincing your kids to do their homework, to clearing up their plate, you know, to whatever. You're actually selling them. That is what communication is. Selling is just really becoming a good communicator. So give us that that link one more time so people will come and sign up.
Yeah, it's totally free. Playbankcode.com. So play, P-L-A-Y, bank, B-A-N-K, code, C-O-D-E, playbankcode.com/EWN for eWomen Network. And that's their paid subscription so that you can go and play the game for free rather than paying a fee. And you'll be able to crack your code less than 90 seconds. It'll send you an email automatically as you click submit. And then from there, if you want to learn more, we'll give you access to our website so you can get in touch with us. You can find out how to become a client. We have home study programs. We offer the subscription where you can go and crack all of your clients' codes. And that, of course, that database becomes worth its weight in gold when you have the bank codes of all of your customers and how to market to them. I have one lady, Esther Wildenberg, that I met in Europe. She took our course, went and crafted an email written in all four personality types as opposed to one dimension, sent it out to her database, and increased her response rate by over 200%. That one email drove $35,000 in sales in 24 hours because she wrote it in all four types as opposed to the way she used to write and communicate her email, which was from her own perspective. Those becomes very powerful. And we have live courses. We have training events all over the world. And one last thing I'll say is if this is fascinating to you, what our company is really looking for are certified trainers, people who would like to be licensed and certified to teach this and take this into every single vertical market, B2C and B2B, and pull in a nice 5-, 6-, or 7-figure income teaching the bank methodology and sharing it with their network. So that's a pretty amazing referral for us and a great upside opportunity.
Like you said before, run, don't walk to playbankcode.com/EWN. Find out your personality tape today. Sherry, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that you have a really busy week going on right now. Appreciate you coming in and sharing with us the bank code.
Thank you so much, and it was a pleasure being on the radio show. God bless you, and take it to the bank.
Yeah, have a great day. And thanks to everybody that called in. I did see you were calling in. I don't want you to feel unacknowledged or like we didn't, appreciate you being here. We really did appreciate you calling in and listening. We really want you to know that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you be able to no longer be the best kept secret in your industry, but to really, truly, in everything you do in life and business, to thrive. We hope that you will live this week as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field, go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.